Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, National Award-winning Investor of the Year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today, my friends, though, I'm going to mix it up here. The last couple of weeks, since my birthday, I've been covering some material on aging and so forth, and a lot of people have contacted me. I mean, surprised how many people took relevance to what we're talking about. And so I'm going to continue the conversation, but I'm going to put a little bit different twist on it today. First off, though, before I get started, I'd like to explain something for you to decide if you want to understand or not. And that is, I've told people forever that I believed I was going to die by age 65 because none of the men in my life, in my family, lived past 65. So I've lived my life as if I would only live to 65. And I wanted to get everything done I could get done by then, so that I would never have any regrets if I died by 65. Okay, so now I'm 64. And at that age, you know, I realized that unless something catastrophic happens to me, I'm going to live past 65 years of age. Okay, I get that. I don't need anybody else calling me up and telling me or writing me an email and texting me, Del, you're going to live past 65. I get that, unless something catastrophic happens. Now, here's the point, though. Somebody on my birthday sent me a book called Younger Next Year, whatever the name of the book was. And the theory is, and it's written by this guy, who said at some level, and I'm paraphrasing and making some of this, and some I'm changing it to be my own theory, but some of the theory is basically, even if you start later in life, say 50, and you decide you want to be able to live a long life, you have to understand that the body is only deteriorating partially because you're letting it and partially because of aging. And that aging is a process that can be eliminated. It can be stopped in many parts and aspects of ways we'd measure aging. And so as we may not be able to stop the change of hair color or the loss of hair or whatever, there is the way we can change the fact that we lose our muscle tissue, our bone density, our aerobic and cardiovascular conditioning, our anaerobic conditioning, and so forth. And so we can stay as healthy and live as functionally up into our 80s, 90s, and maybe even more than a 50-year-old person. That's the theory behind the book. And then it goes into all the stuff you have to do. Now, it's interesting, as I read through this stuff, and it's always fun to go back and reread a book you've read before. In this case, I've not read this book, but the theories and the ideas and the exercise physiology behind it is something I've studied my whole life as I was in exercise, in bodybuilding, and ran health clubs, helped people lose weight, so on and so forth. So it's all kind of stuff that I've revisited. But what's interesting to me is how the theory of how it works parallels the theory with how almost everything else works. And so I'm thinking, you know, this is a radio show about physical fitness. People really don't want to hear about aging, although, like I said, I've got a tremendous number of responses from the aging shows. I'm going to do a show today that talks about how these two things parallel. Again, I did a little piece about it the other day, but this one I'm going to try to tie down to my financial beliefs that I teach in my financial training classes and see if we can pull some parallels together out of it and work from there. So today we're going to talk about how to be both physically fit and financially fit in your life. And I've come up with, it looks like, four different categories we want to talk about here. So we got four segments to show. Hopefully we can get into them. So segment number one, we'll dive right into this, is life is a journey, not a destination. And when you think about that, what does that mean? That means whatever it is we elect to do, we're going to do it and 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 do it for the rest of our life. And the journey, because no matter where we get on the journey, we get to that spot, now we got to go somewhere else or stay there. it isn't just a destination in most cases. It's okay, that now we hit that goal, now we go for another goal, then another goal, another goal, another goal. So as we look at our life, we have all these different goals. Like one of the goals might have been to get out of high school, another one to get out of college, another one to get a job, another one to find a spouse, another one to have a kid, another one, you know, when you get old now, is to have money for retirement. Another one is to be able to retire and not have to work and live great. Another one may be now to stay alive. Right? New goal for Del Wamsley, so stay alive. I was talking to a guy yesterday, 74 years old. He's a contractor. He's working in my yard. 74 years old, he's working in my yard, right? I'm 64. And he's going, yeah, I just want to talk to you about this radio thing, about how old you're going to be. And I go, oh, my God. Okay, go ahead. He said, look, I'm 74. I'm going to be 140. I plan now. My dad died at 45, and I intend to live to 140. I just sat there. I looked at this guy like, man, that's inspiring. But probably ridiculous. And then I thought back to the kinds of things people would tell me when I was 34 years old and I retired. I said, you know, I retired and I'm a millionaire and I tend to be worth, you know, $100 million someday. Back then it wasn't that, but I'm just saying that now. But because I can't even talk to you about, okay, my goal was to be a $2 millionaire. My goal is to be a $5 millionaire. I don't even, there's not even names for these things, right? I don't know if there's like duplex millionaire and triplex millionaire or quadruple millionaire. But whatever it was, whatever the goals were at that time when I talked to people, they'd go, oh, that's insane. You can't do that. You can't retire at 34 and never work again. You can't be a millionaire at 34 starting with nothing, buying houses. That just doesn't make sense. And so when this guy told me that he's going to live to be 140 years old, I learned a lesson a long time ago. And that is, every time I find myself telling somebody it's impossible to do something, they prove me wrong. And so I've long since given up the term it's impossible and just started to ask myself this question. Is that an effective goal for me? Does that make sense for me? And, you know, I looked at the guy, I said, you're 74, I'm 64. My goal was to live to at least 65, or I thought I'd lived at least 65. I would be pretty happy if I lived to your age, 74. Then I started thinking about it. Wow, he's still out working. He's got a business. He's out doing stuff. Doesn't even look like he's slowed down even an inch. And I started thinking, okay, this book maybe makes more sense than what I even thought about, because now we're talking about maybe 74 is not, maybe it's ridiculous. You know, the guy told me, he said, Del, instead of thinking about adding another 10 years, he said, why don't you try to add 40 more years? And so I sat there and I thought about it. I go, well, you know, what is it will take me out? I go, well, something catastrophic I've already had. And then he reminded me, Del, you've already had every catastrophic thing in the world go wrong with you. You listed a laundry list of things that have gone wrong. You've lived through all of them. So maybe you won't die from a catastrophic thing. Maybe you'll live longer than you think. I said, okay, great. That made sense, and it started to sink in. Now I'll jump you back over to where I am. Guy comes in and says, look, I'm 60 years old, 55, and I've worked my whole life, and I have $200,000, and I want to retire. And you go, well, you can't retire on $200,000. You know, you can only retire if you can create enough passive income for yourself to replace your income. Now you can do some logical math, right? You can do some logical math. And say, okay, if it took you 40 years to save up $200,000 and you only got 5 or 10 more years in the workforce, you're not going to get there. You can also do some logical math and say, okay, if I've got $200,000 and I can earn a whopping 10% on the money, which is 10 times more than the average person earns. The average person earns under 1% return on their money. That's a fact. So if you earn like 10% return on your money, $200,000 would be 20 grand a year. And that'd be okay. Throw some Social Security on top of that, which would be another 24 grand. You're living at 44 grand a year. And then whatever else that you can scrape up if you work part-time down at Walmart or something like that, right? So, but all that in mind, as we go into the break here, as all that in mind, remember this, is that you're going to be fighting this fight financially and physically for the rest of your life. Life is a journey, not a destination.
Now more intel to build a better lifestyle from Del Wamsley.
Wanting to be a self-help guru, you have to learn to balance your own desires. Very early on in wanting to help people, I found that people just wouldn't listen. And I make people write in the back of their book whenever I give a seminar. Open up the back book, write this in the back of the book. It says, I will not do what Del said to do. And then I said, whenever you fail, we'll go to the back of the book and we'll start there. With that statement, I told you I wouldn't do what you told me to do, and then we'd go back and find in the book what you didn't do. Inevitably, it's always the same thing. They don't do what I tell them to do. If they would have done what I told them to do, they would have been successful. But for some odd reason, people have it in their mind they have to reinvent the wheel. I would suggest that some people just do it because they're arrogant, but I'm going to suggest to you there's another group of people out there that are basically failures by personality trait. In other words, their personality leads them to do the same thing wrong over and over and over again, and they really just can't get out of it. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Kirby talks about his experience at the two-day financial freedom seminar.
2008 was my first full year as a financial advisor. 2009, stark contrast, my paychecks went down about 80%. I started looking for avenues to grow my wealth, grow my income. I found Lifestyles Unlimited. I joined in 2010. I started investing in both single family and multifamily. Between 2010 and 2015, I bought 5 houses. The two-day class, they teach you to buy 4 houses to make your first $250,000. I bought 5 and I made about $60,000 each. That was another $300,000 that I made because of real estate.
You've heard us and our members on the radio. Now join the Lifestyles Unlimited team in a city near you or online from the comfort of your own home for the Financial Freedom Seminar. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Use promo code 2022. Save 60% off the regular price, plus get a second year membership for free. Register now at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Limited seating, unlimited potential. Register today at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today we're paralleling financial fitness with physical fitness. And the first step we talked about was simply to understand that life is a journey and not a destination. And the journey isn't each and every single day added up into ad nauseum for the rest of your life to develop what you are. I've always said you are what you do and you have what you've done in life. And that's my financial analysis. Well, I think it's the physical analysis too. So what do you do? What do you do? Do you exercise every day? Do you eat right? Do you eat poorly? Do you not exercise? How do you spend your day? What is your body looking like? Do you have the high school body you had, the college body you had? Do you have your 30s, your 40s, your 50s? How big are you? I was out to dinner with a couple the other day that I just recently met. And, you know, it was a very cute couple. But they had just admitted that she had lost 70 pounds and he had lost 50 pounds or something like that. And I looked at him, I'm like, man, I can't even believe that. Then they showed me pictures like, holy smokes. These people had made a major change. And they kind of just offered it up to me. And he said, you know, you didn't even realize. We got married. We've been married for 12 or 15, 17 years. I think it's 17 years. And you don't realize that you're gaining weight. It just, you don't even feel it. You don't even think about it. It just occurs. That's the way you get out of shape, one day at a time. But how do you think you get financially out of shape? You get financially out of shape one day at a time. I was watching TV, and I was talking actually to a couple, and they were talking about how they had fights because the husband wanted to buy everything and the wife didn't want to buy that. She wanted to buy the stuff she wanted to buy, but the bottom line is that pretty much everything they earned went away. And one of the members of the family just didn't feel that sense of loss. Type A personality doesn't ever really fear there being no money. The other party, being less of a type A, felt and feared that they'd run out of money and become broke. Since they had come, both of them, from complete poverty. In other words, they didn't come from money. They came from lower middle class socioeconomic families. Being that they were finally pretty well off, would say middle class to upper middle class, they were living life. But they were living life by buying all the things, all the toys that make it look like you're successful, as opposed to the assets which really do make you successful. So you live your way into your financial crisis. You buy houses and have debt. You buy cars and have debt. This guy was into guns. You buy guns and you have debt. You know, you buy all this stuff. Boats. I was watching this show called King of Queens. The entire show is about a husband that's selfish, mean, arrogant, a wife that's selfish, mean, and arrogant, and a father-in-law that's selfish, mean, and arrogant. It's just the perfect example of the average family's misery. And they're broke. Two workers in the family. They both have jobs, they both make money, and yet they barely can pay their bills. Why? Because the way they live their life financially, they spend every penny they make. To them, that they got a discount and got a bonus back or a tax return, that just means they can buy more stuff. This guy lives for the dream. His wife can get him to do anything she wants him to do by saying, but if we got this money, you could get a boat. It's all the guy lives for, is a boat. So if you live your life from day to day, dollar to dollar, you know, TV, that's the guy had to have a big screen TV, would do anything for this big screen TV. Boats, cars, you name it, whatever it is. All the trappings, watches, rings, jewelry, purses, shoes. When you live that way, that's like eating a bunch of junk food. You're just eating your way financially into a giant mess. And so, again, life is this journey that's every day, day in, day out, day in, day out. So here's the pros and cons. The bad part about that is that every single day of your life, you can get worse. The good part about that is every single day of your life, you can do better. And so today, I want to give you a couple steps that I believe to be true financially. Step number one, never lose money. Why never lose money? Because your principal is the most important thing you have. You worked hard, you went without spending, and you saved this money and you stuck it aside. And this money is your army. This army gets up for you every day and goes to work. It's your employees. It's your children. It's all the people out there that are actually doing something for you. That's what your principal is. So goal number one is don't lose the principal, Will Rogers used to say. Don't talk to me about the return on my investment until you talk to me about the return of my investment. So the number one most important thing to do is to not gamble it. Do not buy anything that is a speculation. What is a speculation? A speculation is to buy something under the belief system that you might sell to somebody else for more than what you paid for it. We call that the greater fool theory. The greater fool theory. It's the something for nothing, instantaneous gratification disease, hitting you with the belief that there's some possible way out there in this world that you can do nothing and make money from doing nothing. Just simply guessing your way into money. Now, this has been in my seminar for 30 years. Let's parallel this to physical fitness now. In the physical fitness world, this is the people that think the weekend warriors. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to buy myself a super machine and I'm going to go in the gym. I'm going to sign up or I'm going to go in my garage. It's a new super machine and I'm going to work out and it's going to get me in shape. And there's a new fad. It's a new fad diet. It's a new fad exercise program. It's a new fad gym. It's a new fad aerobics class, whatever it is. It's all instantaneous gratification. That's not how you get fitness. That's not how you become financially secure. It's day in, day out, doing the hard work of exercise, diet, earning money, not spending the money, saving the money, and then ultimately investing the money correctly. So as we look at this, we never want to lose money. Don't ever lose your principal. Don't ever gamble. Live off of the income of your capital, not your capital. I was talking to a guy the other day and he goes, hey, man, we can do all this work for you. And I'm sitting there, I got four different contractors in my yard right now. And I got another one signed up to be there today. And so can we have like today three more out there? So we've got all these people doing this stuff and doing these contract jobs to get our house back into perfect condition, about 10 years old now. And a guy goes, hey, while I'm here, I could do X, Y, and Z for you. And I said, you know, I need X, Y, and Z, but here's the deal. I budget myself so that I don't ever spend any more money in 1 month than what my investments bring in for me. That's it. Never. I never go backwards, which means I never lose money. Secondly, I'm in investments that don't go away. So I never lose money. Rule one, never lose money. We'll be right back.
Now more intel from the files of Del Wamsley.
Focus on commitment to the project. Whatever the project in hand is, getting in shape. Commit yourself to getting in shape. Focus on the commitment. Don't focus on getting motivated. Forget the motivational step. You don't need it. Commit to the results. As we work through the rest of this stuff, you'll see that commitment to the results is what's going to get you there. Because number two, I think, is important tie in with number one, is that is seek knowledge, not results. Now, what I found is that if you try to just get out there and do something, I told you this story 10, 20 times about me going out there and rebuilding this train layout three different times before I finally went to an expert, to a pro, and got all my questions answered, because I kept getting into it and running into something, a design flaw that was designed into the very plan. So you'd get to that design flaw, when you'd run up against it, you could go no further, you had to take it all apart and start over again. I did that two or three times. Finally, I realized what I need to do is I need to totally envision the entire project. We'll be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
We sold one of my wife's properties and actually did a 1031 exchange, and we bought three brand new builds in Fort Worth. So right now, collectively, we have three of her inherited properties and then three properties in Fort Worth that we've done through Lifestyles.
And you turn one property into three, tripling your cash flow.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well done.
Learn to increase your cash flow. Register for the workshop at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today we're comparing your financial fitness goals and your physical fitness goals. And we've gone down the list. What I'm doing is I'm covering my financial freedom seminar and trying to mock it over to some fitness concepts with it. Why? Not because I'm so much wanting to teach you about fitness. I want to teach you about finances, but I want you to see that there's a parallel in what successful people do. Successful people do the same thing over and over and over again. They do the right things, the effective things, over and over and over again. And that's why they become successful. That's why they live longer, healthier, happier lives. That's why when they get there to that point in their life, they have lots of money to do so. And so we were on the first statement, which was never lose money. I've talked about how to invest where you don't gamble, you don't lose your principal. The last thing is don't give it away. Don't give it away to the IRS. There are ways to invest your money where the IRS takes very much less, if none in some cases, away from you. Don't give it away to charities, and don't give it away to your family. Don't give it away to your friends. Don't give your principal away to anybody. Your principal is your lifeblood. Keep it. Now, what can you give away to other people? You can give away a small percentage of the government. There's no problem with that. I pay taxes. I'm not totally devoid of taxes, but I don't let them get into my principal. I don't let them take advantage of me and eat up my investments, my businesses, and my principal. Number two, friends. I give away stuff to friends. I take them out, spend money on them. But, you know, if they wanted a loan, I wouldn't loan to friends because they'll never pay you back. I wouldn't loan to family because they'll never pay you back. You need to say, if I'm going to give some money to a friend or a family member, you got to be able to cut loose of that money and say, here, I'm just giving it to you. If you care that much about them, I'm going to give them some money. Give them some money, but don't give them your principal. Give away a part of what you have as liquid cash flow returns that you can afford to give away. Because rule one, don't lose your principal. Now let's talk about our health and fitness. You want to go out there and you want to go right for the superstar stuff, and you want to get out there and play sports at a high level, and you're not prepared. You're not in shape. And so rule one in fitness is don't lose ground. Don't do more than what you're physically capable of doing. Now that doesn't mean don't progress. Yes, you need to progress. But you can't go out there in the first day or 2 days or week and nail it. Because you're going to hurt yourself. And when you hurt yourself, you lose ground. Losing ground is like losing principle. I've ripped my bicep off trying to lift a car up off the ground. Used to be able to do it when I was a kid. When I was 50 years old, those tendons weren't the same. Boom, pop, gone. Bicep up, out of the way, into the shoulder. Had to be sewn back on. Now it's shorter, smaller, weaker, and ugly. popped my tricep, fell down, broke my elbow, didn't bother to pay attention that they didn't want me to hit it again, went on vacation with a cast on, tried to climb a hill with a cast, rock slipped out from underneath me, I went tumbling down the hill, hit my elbow again, another rock, boom, popped the elbow off, and so the tendon on the tricep came off. I blew my shoulders out, both of them, left and right, and every time I injure something, it sets me back 6 months to a year in training. So in other words, if I just would have trained slowly, progressively, I would have gotten in better and better and better shape all the time. But no, even though I would take my own advice about not losing money, and by the way, it took me a great fall in the stock market crash called Black Monday to realize that. But before I had that, I was gambling, just like everybody else. You gamble on your house, you gamble on your stocks and markets, bonds, oil, gas, whatever you gamble on, silver, metal, gold, it's all gambling. Buy low, sell high is gambling. And so I got that with the money, but I never got that with the fitness. And so I always just train and train and train, and then I train too hard, and boom, I pop something again. Another piece of my body pops off, knee goes out, back goes out, elbows, biceps, shoulders, you name it, boom, they pop off. Some people, they really hurt themselves. Skiing, break every bone in their body, paralyze their bodies. Biking, fall off the bike, hurt themselves. I was reading this guy's book, and he's got all kinds of those long-term injuries. They just don't heal right. But you did it because you were out there trying to do too much. You're at the edge. You were a thrill seeker and not an exerciser. There's a difference. And, you know, you can enjoy sports, get in shape, stretch out, warm up, go out, play at your level of reality, and have fun. Get sore? Yeah, we get sore. But you don't blow something out. Well, that's the same thing. Fitness is the same as money. You're blowing it out, guys. You're losing it all. And then you wonder, wow, it took me 6 months to get to this level. And boom, I lost it all in a financial decision. Boom, I lost it all in an accident. Boom, rule one, never lose money. Rule one, never lose ground fitness-wise. Don't destroy the principle. Rule one, don't destroy the principle. You got to get that rule or everything else will just keep rolling back down. You'll push that rock up that hill the rest of your life, both financially and physically. Push it, push it, push it. You, man, I'm getting somewhere. I'm pushing the rock up the hill, and then boom, you trip and the rock rolls right over you and there's back down at the bottom of the hill again. And you're injured. You're injured by it all. Physically, emotionally, psychologically, you're injured because now you're a failure. In your own mind and everybody else's mind around you, you've lost ground. You're a failure. You know, it's one thing to say, I'm getting somewhere. I'm accomplishing slow but sure. And people go, yeah, you're really, you know, you're doing better and you're doing better. You're just not a superhero because you did it all in one day, but you're getting better and better and better. Nobody really pays much attention. That isn't good enough for you. You go out and try to do too much and boom, you blow it all up. Let's move on to rule number two. In finances, there's got to be cash flow. There's got to be cash flow. Never buy an investment that doesn't pay you money monthly or quarterly, at least. I get money from my investments every single month. That's how you live. How do you support yourself without money coming from your investments? Oh, you work. I get it. You get up at 6 o'clock every morning at 50, 60, 70 years of age and go to work, you know? But I stopped doing that at 34 years of age. I stopped getting out of bed to have to be somewhere. Because why? Because I had principal that I didn't lose that earned cash flow. Now, a lot of people have a lot of principal. They have a lot of equity. That equity in their home pays them nothing. They have equity in their 401k that pays them nothing. They have equity in an IRA that pays them nothing. They own oil and gas rights, which should pay them something unless they have dry holes. Gold and silver, which pays them nothing. All of these different things you have your money into, think about it. Every one of them is siphoning off your money, and your money cannot do anything for you because your money is sitting in all these dead holes. Why people do that, I have no idea. In fact, I've done seminars on this. Now let's talk about fitness under the same token. Why do people do exercises that don't do any good? You see a 300-pound lady doing yoga. Come on. You see a fat guy walking on the treadmill. Yeah, unless that's your startup point and that's what you're just starting to get into something with, okay, I get that. But come on, man. You can't do exercises that don't do benefits. I see guys going to the gym. They got their cell phone out. They're chatting girls in the gym. They're chatting guys in the gym. They do a set. They don't even break a sweat, nor do they get their breath, you know, up. They don't elevate their cardiovascular system or their anaerobic system. They do a set here and a set there and blah, blah, blah. And they go home. They're fat. They're out of shape. They lift weights. Who cares? They're not fit. They're not in shape. Neither are they in shape, physically looking great, nor are they cardiovascularly in shape and healthy, living a long time. They're getting no results. They go to the gym, no results. They take these stupid aerobic classes, no results. You see people doing this stuff with no results. Why? Because the exercise program isn't hard enough. See, one of the things that was in this book that was very interesting, he was saying, you know, you've got to not only work out every day for the rest of your life, because either your body knows it's alive or it doesn't know it's alive. Movement tells your body it's alive. It better do the things it needs to do to stay healthy and to stay alive. Every day you don't move, your body goes, well, I guess it's over. It's time to hibernate and or die. Boom. And your body shuts down. So you have to stimulate it hard. Well, the same thing is true in your investments. You've got to stimulate the investments to produce income. You've got to stimulate the exercises to be strong enough to produce results. What kind of results? I started an exercise program a few months ago, lost 30 pounds. Why not everybody?
Now, from the files of Del Wamsley.
Everybody and their brother's an expert. Just ask them. And I feel the same way about real estate gurus. I mean, first of all, about 70% of all the real estate gurus out there right now are members of Lifestyles Unlimited or have been. And they're derivatives of our product. Okay, fine. You know, what is the greatest compliment? You know, somebody copying your stuff. All right, so good, fine. No big deal. But what is the reality of whether or not they're really smart, really gurus? They really know what they're talking about. And in almost every case, the reason they're out there and not within what we do is because they didn't want to make their living doing real estate. They wanted to make their living teaching real estate instead of doing real estate, or they wanted to make money in real estate by basically ripping people off. In other words, they wouldn't follow the rules to keep the people invested in the deals safe. We'll take a short break. Be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Wamsley's real estate investing worst case scenario.
Let's say the Democrats took away all tax deductions away from real estate like Ronald Reagan did in 1986. In 1986, we had stock market crash, a real estate value crash. The world came to an end for 3 months. Why? Because he took the value away from owning real estate for people who used it as a tax break. People like myself who got started in 87 go, you know what? You can really buy this stuff cheap right now. In fact, I can buy it so cheap, I can rent it and make a 20% return. Cap rates were 20%. I buy a building and I made 20% of my money without leverage. If I put leverage on it, I made 30 or 40% return. Ungodly returns. Right now, you can earn less than 1% on a savings account. So do you think I hope that happens again? Yes, I do. In 2008, when the world crashed and cratered, I bought real estate 50 cents on the dollar. I said, well, what happened to the stuff you already owned? I kept it. It stayed full. We rented it. We made money.
Don't let the fear of losing money hold you back from making money. Join us for the next live online pre-workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today we're talking about balancing in your life the similarities of your physical fitness and your financial fitness, the lifestyle you live. And basically, lifestyle is the way you live. If you live a certain way, you will be financially a certain way. If you live a certain way, you will be physically a certain way. Both of these things work under the same stimulus response effect. You take the right stimulus each and every day of your life, and you go down one path. You take a different set of stimulus and response, and you go down another path. And so you have whatever you've done in life, and you are whatever you do. So if you eat like a pig, you're a pig. If you exercise like a sludge, you're a sludge. If you waste money and spend money, you're broke. It's all there is to it. If you don't work, you're a bum. You are what you do. And you have what you've done. You have nothing because you've done nothing. Or maybe you did do something. Maybe you worked hard, made money, saved money, and then made a terrible investment decision. A something for nothing, instantaneously, gratificationally deceived, midnight madness decision to buy something because it's going to go up in value and you are going to get rich. Guy sent me an email just the other day. Dell, what do you think about Bitcoin? Funny, before he asked me the actual question, he said, I know you believe this, 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 and this. What do you think about Bitcoin? And I said, you just answered your own question. It's this, 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 and this wrong with it. Exactly like you said. It is speculation. It doesn't put off any cash flow. So it's not a solution to number one, which is don't lose money. Number two, there is no cash flow from it. There's no distributions. So there you have it. These are the basic two elements that mean you're going to be financially secure when you get old. Now let's talk about the third. The third is you can't get rich slow. For years, people have told you you can't get rich quick, and I'm telling you that's a lie. The reality is that if you get rich quick, it's from gambling, like the, you know, winning lottery or something like that. But that'll be gone in just a matter of months because you don't know how to make it. You don't know how to maintain it then. The reality is that if you do the right things, you work hard, you save your money, you live on a budget, you put money in your 401k, your IRA, your pay your home down, blah, 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 all the stuff you think is the right thing to do, you will end up financial middle class. You'll be okay. You'll survive, but you will never be rich because you can't get rich by doing those things that make you mediocre. You could be a very qualified mediocre person, very qualified middle class human being, but you're never going to be wealthy. Now, how do we become wealthy? We go by massive amounts of leveraged assets and the right ones. Again, not just any asset, but the assets that fit the first two qualifications. Number one, never lose assets. Number two, must be cash flow. Hence, you know where I'm coming from. We buy real estate, okay? And not only buy it, but do a certain kind of it and own it a certain way and have it protected inside of LLCs and all the stuff along the way so you can't lose it. And then all along the way, know how to operate it so you make money from it. But here's the difference. I can go in and change the value of an asset. I can go and buy an apartment complex and I can increase its value by lowering its expenses or increasing its income, raising the rents. And now, because the value of that asset is based on the income, and I've just increased the income by increasing the rents or by decreasing operating expenses, by increasing the net operating income per year, I've increased the value of the property. Boom. I've seen people literally make 50, 100, 200, at as much as 400% return in a year, year and a half on these kinds of deals. My best deal ever, I think I made about 185% return in a year and a half. But because I was so leveraged into the deal, I made $1.3 million on $100,000 invested. So figure out whatever that is. 1,300% return, I don't know. Bottom line is, I made a lot of money on a very small amount of investment because I knew how to leverage it right. And I knew what type of asset to buy and how to operate it to make it all happen. That's how we do it in finances. Let's talk about physical fitness. In physical fitness, there are ways to accelerate your growth. One of them is anaerobics. We can do aerobics all day long. You can ride and run and bike and do everything, and your body will lose weight. It will have good cardiovascular fitness, but you won't have any muscle, and you will still look like a wimpy person. You want to be physically fit, strong, healthy, in great shape. You need to add anaerobics. You need to lift weights. By lifting heavy weights, done the right way, because the wrong way, you'll hurt yourself, you'll lose everything. Just like investing in assets, leveraged assets could lose everything. You got to do it the right way, but if you do it the right way, you're going to have better gains. You're going to lose more fat, gain more muscle, and your whole metabolism is going to change, and you are going to blow up in a very short period of time. Yes, that's the beauty of anaerobics. And so you've got to add, eventually, anaerobics to your system, and eventually, if you're going to get rich, you're going to have to add leverage to your investments. Leverage and anaerobics are what make you grow and get bigger, both financially bigger and physically bigger, stronger and healthier. And then when people look at you, they go, wow, that dude's got some money, or wow, that dude's got some muscle. Because all the cardiovascular fitness in the world, in other words, living lean, working hard, saving your money, looks really good from the outside, but doesn't really get you anywhere. No one will ever think the more of you. But anaerobics and leverage, they can make you rich.
Now, from the files of Del Wamsley.
I've got a next door neighbor. It's a multimillionaire. She owns a donut franchise. She gets up at 3 o'clock in the morning to go make donuts. 65 years old, a millionaire, getting up at 3 in the morning. Why? Because I've got to make sure my people do the right thing. You got that dumb of people, they can't make donuts? How hard is it to make a donut? Yeah, I love these people, but the bottom line is that's stuck in your business. And so that's what independent is. You own the business. Is it a good place to be? Hey, my next door neighbor's a multimillionaire. A lot of people I know are multimillionaires. They're very happy. They're very successful. They're just workaholics, right? So it's a situation where that type of leverage can change your life from being a dependent soul to not having anybody to be a boss, to having all the profits go to you instead of somebody else, and give you maximum upside potential. Because when you're in your job, you say, okay, I'm making $100,000 a year, I need to make more. You go to your boss, he goes, I don't care what you need to make. Well, I'm worth more than $100,000. And what I say to my employees when they tell me that, I said, I know you're worth more than $100,000, but that job isn't. That job pays $100,000. So if you want that job, you get paid $100,000. If you want something else, go somewhere else. It's not what you're worth, it's what the job is worth, is what you get paid. So once you become independent, you go, okay, I had 10 houses. I go, that's not enough income. I just bought 10 more and then 10 more after that. Hope you enjoyed today's show. But remember, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.